Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wanted to make this episode, and hopefully this can help you to understand why certain people are super successful and why they are peak performers and why they are change makers. And it's not because they're better than you. It's not because they have more skill than you. It's not because they are giving something that you weren't. It's just because they understand that they can't just live off of their feelings, because the reality of it is no one's coming to save you. It's only you. What's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Nation podcast. My name is Casanova. I'll be your host, and I'm excited to be bringing to you entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and trailblazers from around the world. Stay locked in with us because we're about to go on a journey that will change your life.
What's up, Dream Nation? We are back for another episode. And on today's episode, we're going to be breaking down why some people are successful versus why others are not. And so basically, we're going to talk about what separates peak performers from people who never get to that level. And this was something that was very, you know, at the top of my mind every time I decided that I wanted to start a new business venture, and when I decided that I wanted to be the best version of myself. And the reason being is because what it made me do was be a realist. Right. And what did that mean? That meant that I really had to study what made people great. Right. What makes Michael Jordan the best basketball player? Not just what he did on the court, but at the same time, what did he do behind the scenes when no one was watching? I think that's the reason why a lot of us, we love documentaries. We love to see what's the behind the scenes like. I can't tell you how many behind the scenes videos that I've watched, not only on YouTube, but anywhere that I can get a behind the scenes look, because obviously, we know with today's world and social media, everyone gets to paint the picture that they want other people to see, right? But that's not really what goes on behind the scenes, right? There was a lot when I first got started in real estate where a lot of people, you know, that's where they've come to know me from. And I appreciate if you follow my journey up until this point, right? But when I first got started in that, a lot of people were showcasing what it means to be a millionaire listing agent, right? The $1 million listing or whatever else it was. They were showing these fancy cars, or they were showing that they had big teams. But once you get on the backside and you see how all of that really unravels, there's a reality that it's not as glamorous as that it seems, right? When I first got my real estate license, I was like, oh man, I'm going to be selling all these houses. But the first day that I walked into the office, what I learned was, no one was coming to save me, right? So what did that mean? That meant that when I first got into the office, my broker gave me a stack of papers that I could read as far as scripts. I don't even know if he really even gave me any books, but I think he might have gave me some books and just told me like, hey, here you go. It's like college, right? When you first get into college that first day and your parents leave you and you give them the hug, and now all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, where do I go from now? And now you figure out that at 18, you have to start to really parent yourself, right? And once you get out on your own, no one's going to come and save you. And you got to figure out, how do I make this work, right? And so it comes with being a realist and understanding that your fear and your feelings are going to be your two most important aspects of if you'll be successful in life.
right? And let me break that down a little bit more. A lot of the times why we're not successful is because we have a fear. We have a fear of what someone else may say. We have a fear of what someone else may see if they see that we are not successful in this business venture. We have a fear of what someone else may think. You know, did we approach it the right way? There's a lot of different fears. And we know that once we turn 14, 15, 16, we really let society put their fears onto us. And what do I mean by that? I think at 14 to 16 years old, there's some research that I saw that said, you know, that's when you really start to embrace your social circle. And it makes sense, right? When you're at that age, that's when you're a sophomore to senior in high school, you're starting to drive, you're looking at all these different things, and it's all based around your friendships that you have, right? So now, if you're not in an environment where your friends are, you know, continuously uplifting you and making you more confident, right? If they're constantly shutting down your ideas or telling you that they're not, you know, good enough or that you'll never make this, then what do? You start to develop a fear of even telling them that. You also start to develop a fear of even thinking to go after your dreams. This is something that's always on my mind when it comes to CJ. And the reason being is because he's asking for a lot of things right now. And a lot of it, if you have any kids, especially young kids right now, you know that YouTube and Fortnite we're having a battle with these things, right? I can't get CJ away from YouTube or Fortnite unless he has a sporting event or he has practice or obviously school, something that's definite every single week, right? But other than that, in any spare time, right now he's wanting to play Fortnite or he's wanting to go to watch YouTube, right? Well, CJ's now, every time that he's asking, I've started to tell him like, no, this is all you want to do is play Fortnite or YouTube. And I've had to watch how I relay that information to him. And the reason why is because what you don't want to do is kill the persistence and the curiosity and the will and the determination for your youngin'. Right. And this is something that I think about to myself. Like, he started to develop this, Dad, can I go play Fortnite? But he started to develop a little bit of fear. And so I always try to tell him, hey, my answer is going to be my answer regardless. Right. No matter if you ask with a soft tone or no matter if you're dead, hey, can I go play Fortnite? I got a great day at school today. My teacher gave me, you know, this award, this honor. But you have to make sure that you continuously instill that confidence, because if you don't have the confidence, that will then leave you with the whole bucket of fear. And so when we think about what separates peak performers from those people who never even get started or who never get to make it to even half their potential, it's because they do not allow the fear to hold them back, right? They use it as energy. They go through it, right? There's something that you know that you got to break through this wall. And the only way you can do that is you got to develop a system of confidence. Well, that means that you're constantly fighting the fear that you have every single day. Some of you right now have a purpose to go out and start your own business. That's your purpose, right? That is your gift, whatever it is, that the skill that you've already acquired. But why are you not going to do it? And it's because you have a fear and you're allowing that fear to hold you back. Maybe it's a fear of lack of knowledge. Maybe it's a fear of you don't have enough funding. Maybe it's a fear of your environment won't be supportive. Maybe it's a fear of you've seen other people fail in business and so you're afraid to fail, because everybody will think you're the same way and that you can't stand out in your community. All of these fears now fight with your ability to be confident in what you've already been gifted, right? And so you have to understand that that fear is only there to try to hold you back, but you must break through it. There's a book that I read and it's called The Obstacle is the Way. It's by Ryan Holiday, right? And again, to get to it, whatever it is that you want to get to, you have to go through it. Let me say that again. You have to go through it. No one is going to come and save you. Think about college. No one came and saved you, right? If you didn't go to class, that was on you.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
If you didn't do your laundry, that was on you. If you didn't eat that day, that was on you. So you have to understand that it's just like parenting yourself. Now, the second part of this is reality. And when I think about reality, we all live in a world where we can paint the picture of what we want the society, what we want the public, what we want our friends and family, whoever it is, we can paint the picture of what we want to show, right? And in a sense, it's kind of like you're living in an alter ego. And if that's what you're doing, that's totally fine. But here's something for anybody else who's trying to figure out, how can I become a peak performer? How can I live the life that I see other people living that I want, right? And it doesn't have to be that you're living in a mansion. It doesn't have to be that you have a Bugatti. It doesn't have to be any of that. It could just be that you want to travel the world on your own terms. It could just be that you want to be a small business owner. It doesn't matter what it really is. But here's the reality of it. And I want you to know this. And again, I've had conversations with enough, you know, millionaires and people who I would say, one, are painting an image, but two, who are actually successful. And here's what I want to tell you. The reality of it is that you have to do the work. When I first got started in a real estate, going back to that, I was doing 3 to 5 coffee and lunches every single week. Right. I was building relationships. I was doing as many networking events as I could. Right. If you're a basketball player, if you want to be an athlete, the reality of it is you're not just going to get good by not practicing. Practice makes perfect. And how you practice is how you'll play. Right. So this is something that I wanted to make sure that we do not overlook, because we see that everybody looks like they're already at the finish line. We see that everybody looks like that they're already winning, but you don't see what's behind the scenes. As I've built this business now, as I build this podcast, what people don't see is how many times that I have to reach out to other people to try to get them on the show, right? To bring their wisdom, their expertise back to you all. I have to be able to do that. And a lot of the times, what it really comes down to is my feelings, right? Your feelings. Most of the time, people are not peak performers because they don't feel like it. And that's where it goes back to parenting. This is something that I learned from one of my mentors as well. Like, think about it. Our kids, we have to every day parent them, because if it was up to our kids or our younger brothers and sisters or whoever, they wouldn't get up in the morning not to be ready for school. Right? They needed some structure like that to say, hey, it's time. We got to get there in enough time. They also wouldn't give up video games. Again, I can only speak for my kid, but I've seen enough other little kids with coaching and things as well that I know. They wouldn't eat when they're supposed to. All of these different things, we have to parent them because they need the structure. Because if it was just up to their feelings, a lot of things wouldn't get done. And that's the same thing that we deal with now. You have to think about, listen, how can I do what I don't feel like doing when I don't feel like doing it, but how can I still do it at a high level of what makes me drive, right? There's always a little bit more that you can do. There's always a little bit more. This is something that you got to think to yourself. And this is where it comes in with reality. How much more could I have given? At the end of the day, when you say, hey, I'm going to lay my head down tonight, if you knew that you want to work on your business, you know that you need a business plan, you know that you need to be reaching out to 5 to 10 people who are in your niche or even influencers to try to get your product in front of them, did you do enough? And I'm not talking about looking at it from a 1 year period or the last 3 years or even the last 3 months. I'm talking about taking it one day at a time. Did you do enough that day to where you can put your head down and lay to rest and know, listen, I gave it everything that I had today. And tomorrow I'm going to come back even stronger. But this is the thing where I talk about reality, because the reality of it is again, no one is coming to save you. No one's going to tell you, hey, you got to get that business off the ground. No one's going to tell you, hey, you got to go reach out and get that funding. No one's going to say, hey, you got to go to that networking conference. No one's going to say, hey, you got to take that online class. No one is coming to save you. But the more work that you put in, it's going to build your confidence level and it's going to shut down your fear. So you won't need anyone to come and save you. And this is something that I've learned, of course, with business and with mindset. So when people ask me, how have I been able to become a peak performer? How do I continue to build relationships? It's one, because I have persistence, but two, because I'm a realist. I'm a realist to understand that if I only go off of emotion, that I'm going to be in trouble, because a lot of the times I'm just like everyone else. I don't feel like it. Well, again, your feelings aren't going to put you in the place that you need to succeed. And there's a lot more negative feelings that you're going to get than positive feelings. Why? It's because you're not in a place right now of constant motion. You're not in a place right now of I can, I will, I am. So if you're not, and you're sitting on the couch or you're thinking about it so much, you're going to get negative thoughts in your head just from your subconscious mind. And what does that mean? That means that it's going to continue to compound. And if it continues to compound, that means you'll stay stuck where you are. So again, I wanted to make this episode, and hopefully this can help you to understand why certain people are super successful and why they are peak performers and why they are change makers. And it's not because they're better than you. It's not because they have more skill than you. It's not because they are giving something that you weren't. It's just because they understand that they can't just live off of their feelings, because the reality of it is no one is coming to save them. Only them. Just like I would tell you, no one's coming to save you. It's only you. So again, remember, that's why we say in the dream we trust, because we all got dreams, we all got wants, and we all got goals. And if you can figure out how to do whatever it is that you want to do when you don't feel like it, and you can figure out how to do it at a peak performance level, that's how you'll truly be successful. And every day that you do that, you're only going to gain more and more and more confidence. And that's how you're going to go out there and just crush it. So hopefully you've gotten something out of this episode. If you have, go ahead, shoot me an email at team@dreamnationpodcast.com. I want to know, do you like episodes like this? Should we keep episodes like this coming? Or where are you listening from? My whole goal was for this to be a bridge in the people's podcast. So I want to know, how can I serve you? So I would ask you, send me an email, team@dreamnationpodcast.com, and let us hear your feedback on it. And if you got anything out of this and you love it, do me a favor. If you have access to Apple and iTunes, please leave us a review. It doesn't matter if it's a 1-star or a 5-star. Of course, we would want the 5-star, but leave us a review and leave us a rating and let us know what has been your experience with this. How can we serve you better? Why are you listening to the podcast? Remember, in the dream we trust, but we must take action. Otherwise, it'll only merely be a fantasy. We'll see you on the next one. That's the episode for today. Let me know if you got any value out of this, if you liked anything about it. Reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter, any of the social media networks. And of course, leave me a review, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you're hearing this at. I would love to have a review to show, you know, what you're getting out of this. Is there anything that I could do better? Is there any way that I can add more value to you? So hopefully you all take some action today. That's my show. I love you all. Be great. But remember, we must take action.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.